Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's a traditional way where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry motion glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's there. But what's truly remarkable is you can set this up all by yourself. Anyone can do it. It takes 30 minutes to an hour. Tops. And then there's absolutely no trade-offs to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/team. That's simplisafe.com/team. All right, guys. Welcome in. It's Vlad Harris here with the Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. Happy Friday, guys. Now, I did, in fact, record a podcast. And mainly the podcast was about the last 24 hours of what was going on in the sports world. And how, what effect this was going to have on the gambling community as far as the NCAA tournament. Because I said a lot of the games are, when you're playing in front of no crowds, you're basically playing in front of it's basically a neutral site where the home field advantage has been taken out of it. But, I had to scrap that podcast because I'm actually glad I didn't, I took my marital time uploading it. And don't mind me, that's me, that's my car reminding me I don't have my seatbelt on. Well, there's no games at all now. So, basically, this whole thing rocked the sports world. I mean, the NBA right now, they're suspending their games for at least 30 days, which isn't too bad. If you're a sports fan, you can live with that. Baseball is suspended, but I mean, when is it? Middle of March. So I mean, opening day wasn't for another 2 weeks. So you figure they'll eventually be back as well. I mean, what was supposed to be opening day in baseball? Maybe 2 weeks later, I'm thinking. Isn't like the first week of April is usually, when opening day is usually? It's something like that. So we're not really hurting too bad. And on top of that, we make an NBA games well into July and August now. So, actually, for the sports betting world, this is a win-win because you're getting a 30-day break. Sure, there's nothing to bet on. I mean, there is some soccer you can bet on, but I mean, you got no soccer. Or, if you don't, I guess somebody knows how to bet soccer. But that's really it. I think as far as, down here in Houston, you know, spring break for Houston ISD was next week. It's already started, and then they tacked on another week. So basically, everybody's off to the end of the month. And I tried to go to the store this morning at 6 a.m. to buy some tissue. And the stores are packed. I'm surprised, but I forgot that people are now, you know, they're off work now because this thing and then, you know, the virus outbreak, and of course their kids are off school. But I'm still trying to figure out why the hell people want toilet paper so damn bad. Because what they've done now is the people who actually do need toilet paper now, they're going to buy up a whole shitload now. And I think I heard some Leia, I guess, she got upset. Because some guy, I guess, they were limiting how much you could take per item. And the person had a whole shopping cart full of it. And, like, you can't take all that. It's nuts, man. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're all still trying to process this. And everybody else is. Around the world. And up into our political offices. They're still trying to wrap their heads around this and what's going on. But, you know, a lot of other things have gone on. I mean, let's start from the beginning. Not yesterday, but the day before, we had the St. Patrick's Day, you know, I think it was Sunday or Monday. I'm sure I'm losing track of my days. What is it, Thursday? Yeah, Tuesday we had the St. Patrick's Day parade close in Pittsburgh. They canceled, which is a big shock because you all know how big of a festival that is, how big of a deal. I mean, I used to go to that parade, and towards the end I stopped going to the parade and just went right to the south side to drink because, you know, let's cut to the chase. After a while, rather than being up, waking up at 8 a.m., you know, or 6 a.m. to go to the parade, I found it was more productive of me to sleep in and go right to the south side. So people screamed about that. The Houston Rodeo, which is a big thing in Houston. I mean, it started last week and I should have went. I was going to go after court, but I really didn't feel like spending $20 on parking. I didn't feel like spending $20 on parking and another $15 for a rodeo ticket just to go eat some deep fried Cheeto cheesecake pie or whatever the hell they're making this year. I just didn't feel it was really worth spending all that money to do all that. So instead, I found a nice little breakfast spot and I tried some Korean chicken and waffles. Basically, it was Korean barbecue wings and waffles, and it was actually really good. I felt the Korean style of wings was a good complement to the sweet waffle. But long story short on the court thing, back when I had my accident, one of the people involved had an expired driver's license or invalid license, and they decided to fight it. And of course, I get a call from the city of Houston saying I've been subpoenaed as a witness to testify. And I'm told it's mandatory. I mean, I didn't even know what the trial was about. I figured it had something to do with the accident. But I called the city because it was a $200 traffic ticket. And I said, do I really have to show up to court to testify over a $200 traffic ticket? And the man, and you know, of course, the person on the phone said, well, yeah, you're going to have to because it's mandatory. And the person's find a ticket is disputing it and needs your assistance. So I showed up and I get the court, I check in and do all that stuff. And half hour later, the prosecutor calls me up and tells me, hey, you know, the cop didn't show up. So you could be here all day, but really your presence is really not needed here. So if you want, you can leave. And I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. which, you know, was pretty much a waste of my, waste of a PTO day for me. You know, I wish I could get that back from the other person who, had me come to court, but maybe it's a nice way of saying that I needed the day off. And I think at the end of the day, I mean, we're all still trying to wrap our heads around this. At the time, you know, when I got a court, it wasn't bad. I mean, I ate. You know, we all joked about the whole virus outbreak and our memes and whatnot. But as we look at now, 48 hours later, after, you know, we get these news about the rodeo and stuff being canceled, NBA shut down, and NHL obviously is shut down, and everything's shut down. XFL suspended their season. They're done for the year. And I really don't, what's cool about the XFL is they're going to pay their players their full salaries, which is good. They need that. They got to do that. But I mean, XFL says they're coming back next season, and I just don't expect it. I think if they are, the teams will be a lot different next year, because there were some players that were really good, especially in Houston. I mean, we had P.J. Walker, who was a hell of a quarterback. He's going to be on an NFL roster next year. And I'm not sure what Houston's going to do after that. But I think, you know, if the XFL is back next year, at least with these 5 games that they had, they have a small sample size of what they've done. And I think maybe there's some ways they can improve their product. I mean, I thought it was a really cool product they had. I thought it was great. I think if they can sustain the lead, you know, the league, make it somewhat profitable, it'll be great. But we'll see. I mean, the NCAA tournament, I mean, I expected, once everything was shutting down, I expect everything else, you know, I expected definitely for that to happen. And I love March Madness, but at the end of the day, they got to look at the situation and wrap their heads around it and get it resolved. And I think when you've seen all these cancellations, even parades, big gatherings, really, I think they're trying to reduce, you know, the spread of the virus as much as possible. The virus is going to spread no matter what, no matter where you go, no matter how much cleaning products you buy, no matter how many wipes, how many sanitizers, how many this, how many that you're going to buy. It's going to spread. But what they're trying to do is reduce it. And on top of that, I think they're also trying to avoid lawsuits. Because for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and even the Houston Rodeo, say if they kept these things going, and say if people contracted the virus at the parade, you know, or somebody who had the virus was at the parade or at the rodeo, which, you know, at the rodeo, there was reports that the one person was. Well, then if our people get infected, then you have a lawsuit on your hands, because then they say, well, you guys knew about this, you know, this virus spreading. Although, you know, we really wanted to have the parade and stuff, you know, go on, because, you know, we really wanted to go, but we knew the virus was spreading anyway. And you knew it was spreading, and you did nothing to stop. You let this handle. You didn't cancel anything or this and that. And that's what they're trying to avoid. They're trying to avoid lawsuits. Or reduce the number of them, because, you know, this virus can went anywhere. And I know one hockey Penguins beat writer for The Athletic wants Rudy Gobert to be, he doesn't want, but, you know, he questioned, should the NBA suspend Rudy Gobert and, like, you know, punish him? So, in reality, the guy actually wants him, you know, in reality, wants the guy to be punished, because he's mad that his precious hockey season's been canceled. I think regardless of what Rudy Gobert did, they would have canceled anyway. And Rudy Gobert didn't know how bad his symptoms were until, you know, until yesterday, or at least till Wednesday. When he did that whole microphone thing, that was on a Monday, and he was fine. And then he gradually got worse as time went on. So I don't know, guys. All I can say is be safe. You know, always practice great hygiene, and that's why they always told you to wash your hands. I mean, when I worked in the food business, food and beverage, wash your hands was always a big deal. And it still is to this day. We need to wash our hands. And yeah, there are people that aren't, and it kind of shocks the hell out of me, but there are that people. Especially in the workplace. I mean, there's been people that don't wash their hands, and I've heard some stories of certain people that don't. And you know, for me, I just know if there's a, if we're having a free lunch or whatever, or somebody brings in food or donuts, I just know, A, to get to the donuts or the food before that person, or B, if they do, don't even bother, because their freaking hands, whatever they touched, is going to be all over. But if anything, maybe this disease will teach us more about germs and how they spread. Not so much by hand washing, but anywhere. I mean, we tried to isolate this disease or this virus, and well, we can't even do that because it's everywhere. It's been everywhere. Anyways, guys, let's go to not so much more happier stuff, but let's get to more sports stuff that happened. Pitt football, as you guys know, the whole recruiting stuff is, it's been shut down, and of course, there'll probably be a spring game. And there's a lot of college programs they're shutting down their spring games. So we don't have that. That being said, going back to the cancellation of the stuff, I do feel bad for all the NCAA tournament teams, because they worked so hard to get there. And for some, this may have been their only chance to play in the NCAA tournament, and it's gone. I know one person on my timeline who's a big University of Dayton fan. I'm thinking he may be an alumnus from that school. He's taking this really hard, and I can understand why. I mean, Dayton was unstoppable this year, and now all their work that they put in is, they're going to be one seed, and now it's gone. I thought maybe they would have just postponed the tournament for 30 days, and they just decided to shut it down entirely. I don't know, guys. It's a crap sandwich. You're all taking a bite. Now, I have to go to work. We're allowed to work from home. Unless we got projects and other stuff going on, which means I fall in those categories, so I got to go in. I have a project I'm on now. That's why I haven't really been podcasting much, because I've been too busy on projects here at work that I have to focus on those. But I do find it humorous that a lot of these projects we put on hold at the end of the year because of the holidays. Everybody was working from home and they were going to be out. But when we have this type of pandemic going around, it's, well, the projects must go on. We got go live dates. We got to meet them. But when it's the holidays, when people could technically still work, we got to put them off on hold. Man, it sucks to be me. But it sucks for people who have to use their PTO. They're forced to use it because they can't go to work. I mean, there's a lot of derivatives that make my situation more minor than to those. All right, let's get back to actual, pit stuff again, because I got off topic. Pit football, as I said before, all their stuff's been shut down right now, like, as far as recruiting goes. I mean, it is what it is. Pitt basketball wrapped up their season. They at one point they were 15-9 and they lost out. They did win one ACC tournament game. That happened. And then they lost NC State the next round. And I think next year things will be a lot different. I think at times the leadership is lacked. And I think Xavier Johnson realizes it and he knows what's going on. But I actually think X was the big issue, but he may not be. It may be other people, and it may be one person, I reached out to some people over this, and one person thinks it's Train. That he's been the one that's obsessed with the stab padding and he just might be. But I just wonder if these guys sit back and realize, that they may have, the ACC was not good this year. It was pretty much a mediocre conference all year round. And I was happy to see Pitt take advantage of it. They won more games, but they should have won a lot more games. And the fact they lost out, it kind of puts, a bad taste in your mouth. I just hope maybe that these guys sit back and they watch what happened and they learn from it and they got more help coming in because they need it. And there's been some pieces of this puzzle that are really starting to come in. So I think next year will be a better year. It'll be more special. I think we were all hoping for at least NIT, but they had a meltdown that was it. I mean, on the other side of the equation, you had Jamie Dixon. His team is pretty much out. Well, they were a borderline NIT team after their last game. For the first time in his career, Jamie finishes the season not winning 20 games. That's because he lost the entire recruiting class last year, and he's basically doing a full rebuild. And I'm hoping this time he's able to put the pieces of the puzzle together because I'm not going to wish ill on the guy who was, obviously the greatest coach we've ever had in Pitt Hoops. Pitt women, they actually won a ACC tournament game against Notre Dame. And, the Lady Panthers fought hard all year. They did. No matter how hard they fought, things just never fell in their place. And it was nice to see that, for once, I guess a team like Notre Dame is usually a good women's program. It fell into place, and they were able to get a win. And I think you got to let Lance White continue to build because he's the coach you want for this program. The guy is very patient. And you want somebody of his composure that can build this program because it's going to be a long build. And you want some guy who's like this. I mean, the guy's always happy and positive. That's what you want. So let's hope that continues. And let's hope that people can use turn signals when they, when they cut in front of me. I mean, if you're cutting in front of me, at least use your damn turn signal to do it. Because otherwise, you're just causing accidents. But anyways, guys, stay safe out there. I know the parade's gone, but I'm sure you guys will all venture to the South Side and celebrate anyway, because you love doing that. Me, personally, I'll avoid all that. If anything, maybe the sports world will teach us that, the shutdown of it will teach us to, sit down and take a deep breath and find other stuff to do. I'm sure it won't be as exciting, but maybe it will. Who knows? And if anything, we all put our phones down, our devices down. And then we'll say that, and of course, we'll pick up our devices 15 minutes later to post a picture of some food we got on takeout. I've been guilty of that many times. Or post a fun meme. And speaking of that, there was a meme I posted. It was a video of Antonio Brown. It was actually a scene from a movie, and of course, Twitter hit me up last night saying it was a post from almost a year ago. And I got in trouble for that. It was a copyright violation. I guess somebody got mad about it. Now, I wonder who, somebody with that type of free time to search posts like that, but, well, you know, I got dinged, and so, whatever. Oh, well, guys. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And this week, I'll find some things that we can talk about that'll be fun. Oh, well. Out of pit. Bye.